Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Chof Tes. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family in memory of Yisroel Mordechai ben Dov Zev, Dr. Ira Silverstein, whose yahrzeit is today. Shama should have an aliyah. Okay, so we're beginning the third parak of Ksuvos, parak El Naros. So it's called Shas, basically it's Shas Katan. This is Shas Katan within Shas Katan. But it's funny, if you look at the Mishnayos are very focused. The Mishnayos are talking about the halachas of onus u'vater, of rape and seduction. Who gets paid knas, who doesn't get paid knas. The Mishnayos are very focused. But from the Mishnayos, we pull out everything. So without further ado, we'll start. So the Mishnah brings a bunch of situations whereby you have a Na'ara who's either, she is a Psula, or she's a Paguma, or she's Asura, because it's an Issacharis. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that if there is rape or seduction in this scenario, then they still have to pay the knas. Remember, the halacha is that you have to pay a knas of 50 shekel. And not only that, pay the knas of 50 shekel goes to the father. Lots of lumnus in that. Does it go to the father because it's owed to the father? Does it go to the father via the daughter because it's owed to the daughter, but it just goes to the father? Let's talk about that. But also, if they want, the rapist or the seducer can be forced to marry the victim and can never divorce her. It seems odd to us, but in those days, somebody who was raped or seduced or something like that, you know, at that certain age, the chance of her getting married are very slim. And here, at least, she has a way to be protected and taken care of for the rest of her life, at least from a financial standpoint.
Well, is there what happened like going to the judge if you murdered your parents to have mercy on an orphan?
No, this is up to them. This is up to the father and the daughter. If they say no, it's up to them. He doesn't have to marry them. He only has to marry them if they say yes. I have no idea what the numbers are. How they kept those records. All right. So elu na'aros sheyesh lahen knas. These are the na'aros. Again, we'll see here with Mishnah clear saying it's na'aros. Na'ara is a girl who usually at the age of 12 sees her simanim, and from 6 months. After that, she's considered a Nara. After that, she's a Bogeris. Before that, she's a Katana. So, Eilu Nara, Sheish Len Knas. Number one. So, Mishnah have three categories. The first category listed here is Psule Kahal. These are individuals who every person in Klal Yisrael, oh, thank you, every person in Klal Yisrael is usher to have relations with them or married with them with an Isrolav. Nevertheless, if you have Bia, if you are Ma'anes them, you have to pay the Knas. Number one, Habal Mabzeris. You have relations, not necessarily Mabzeres, Ala Nasina, Balakusis. A Nasina and a Kusis. What is a Nasina? What is a Kusis? So Rashi says, lots of machlokas we've shown on this. Rashi says, Nasina, he says, Min HaGivonim. This is one of the, a woman from the nation of the Givonim. The He Asur al Kahal, she's Asur to come into the Kahal, to David Gazar alayim, because David made a Gzera. Kidarmin be Yavamas, like we saw in Yavamas, Va'al. Right, Val Shame, Vayitnam Yoshua, Chotve Eitzim, Shovemayim, Karlehem Nasinim. Because it possibly says, Vayitnam Yoshua, Chotve Eitzim, he made them into, they were called Nasinim. Clearly, according to Rashi, it's David Gazarlehem. These Nasinim are Aslevo Kahal, Midin Derabanim. Midin Derabanim, not allowed to come to the Kahal. Tosas argues. Tosas says, first Tosas says, Vayin Nila Vayin Otam. Right, to have Mashma Gemara, we're going to see in the Gemara later today, that Nasina is lumped together with Mamzerim. Right, the Nesina Habi Doraisa, the Ka'amar Mamzeris, the Nesina Iki Benayu. Right, there are Mamzeris and the Nesina, so therefore, Lamad Amaru the Kaimo, so Mashma Habi Doraisa, it's Mashma from there that they are Aser Midin Doraisa. He says, so to go further down, if you go one, two, third wide line, Venir Lorbeno Tam, the Nesina Asur Midoraisa, the Nesina is Aser Midin Doraisa, Mishum Lotishani, because they're married, Lotishani, but you can't marry them. Okay, the Masig Rava Ba'arel. So what was? But David didn't make a gezera. So what gezera did David make on them? He says, "But David Gazar Lo Gazar Alayu Elu Shibud." He said that you have to put them into servitude. The Lola Asron with Vinosh Yisrael. The Lola Asron. I don't know why it says Vinosh Yisrael. Thy Siri Vekaimi. Okay, the Nesinim can't marry Vinosh Yisrael because they're Asron. They raised them. Milad Tol Tischanin. Ella Kadesh Lo Yit Meu Be Yisrael. He wanted to put them in servitude so they wouldn't mix. But had the Gazar Rutfeim Bishab Sli Kalas. Why there's a bigger gezera to make them she mishabi them as opposed to other psulikal, they shouldn't have the umashlem with their complete nation. Maybe that means that they'd be easier to mix with everybody. Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi Tosos as to whether they actually force each other Rishonim, but at least Rashi Tosos Machlokas So whether that Nasim Lashmi Doraisa the Rabbanan. Al Kusis. And what is the Kusis? Rashi says the Kusis were those people who converted, and the, you know, the lions came, Machlokus, whether or not they are Giri Emes or not. But so Kusis, Rashi says, Kosover Giri Arayusim. They only converted, you know, it wasn't legit conversion. They only converted due to the lions, right? The Yeshlam Bilav, the Lotus Khanim Bam. Here Rashi says, they are also Doraisa. Tosos asks, wait a second. Lo near the second Tosos says Lo near Ben Yitzchak Ben Rameyer the Im Kain Avos Chachavim he. If they are not Jewish, then they are goyim, and if they are goyim, right? Vaveres Chachavim Ein Laknas. There's no Knas to a goy. We'll see that later on. I don't know why Tosos doesn't ask that question on himself on the Sinim. If he says the Sinim were us from Doraisa, then they maybe they're goyim as well, and then you have the same problem with the Skanim. But why do you have the Knas? So it seems why Tosos.
The big difference.
Yeah.
The Sinim, They
converted.
They converted under a pretense. On the other hand, the Kusim originally converted. We just found out that the conversion didn't really work so well.
Right, but either one. But if you say that the conversion didn't work, that means they're goyim. And if the Givonim are Shiva Amim, I hear you. I mean, there's all right. Well, again, they just not fair to do these dafim. It's just a
quick question. Yeah. Why are we starting with what happened? A regular girl, obviously.
So the Gemara will talk about it.
The
Gemara always does this. It doesn't even mention. Where's the Mishnah says if you rape a girl you have to pay knas? Well, it's in the Torah. So now they're going to leave the details about that. Okay, that's right. So that's category number one. Category number two are girls or naros that there's a chash that maybe they again the halacha of onus mefata only applies if there is if the girl that you for onus mefata is a pesula. But if there's not, if they're bula, then you don't have those halachas. The gemara, it's the psukim are in Shmos Perich of Beis.
Oh, this is in
that right. That's mefate and the Chav Beis Perich of Beis plus psukim Chav Ches Chav Tes.
So she's married a katana, then divorced, and then she's still
right.
Naira.
Right. So a bal giyores. So we have relations with a giyores. If you rape a giyores, a shvuya, val shifcha or a shifcha. She again she niftush nesgayv shetachru. Again, doesn't line up the terms. Right, that they were either were redeemed or they converted or they were freed. Pichusos we go shalom miyom echad. This thing happened before they were 3 years old in a day. So then you still have to pay. You have to pay knas. Chashash always is that these individuals were in a situation where they were nivalu, but the halacha recognizes, or the halacha doesn't recognize bia for somebody under the age of 3, scientifically or whatever, that halacha does not recognize that bia, and therefore, if you rape one or seduce one of these girls, one of these naros, you would have to pay knas. That's category number two. What?
It says naro.
Yeah, but they could be a naro. This girl was 11.
Torah says naro, not under 3.
Right. So, but no. So you raped them when they're nara. The only thing is that they had to convert before 3. If they converted at 6, right, and then you raped them at 11, you still would have. Then you would not. The assumption is you would not pay knas because you would assume that they were baulos from beforehand. Right. Okay. Next is the next list.
There's no fine rule. Do a baula. What happens if you?
You don't have to pay that knas of 50. That specific knas you don't have to pay. What happens? So the third category, the Mishnah brings down are a bunch of naros who are usher to the rapist, midin karis. Yeah, these family relationships, right? And nevertheless, we still have to pay a knas. The problem is going to be, the Gemara is going to mention now, is that it says veloya leisha. So the question is, does the veloya isha, is it, you know, is the flip side of the same coin? If you don't have one, you can't have one without the other. Or maybe you can. The Mishnah is indicating that you can. Just because you cannot marry her doesn't mean that you don't have to pay the knas. And it's going to be machlokas tanoim, we'll see in the Gemara. Haba alachoso, in relation with the sister, valachos aviv, his aunt, valachos imo, his aunt, valachos ishto, his sister-in-law, val eshes achiv, his father's, his sister-in-law, right, val eshes achiaviv, right, val anida, and also anida, yesh lehem knas, they have to pay the knas in all these scenarios, afa pi shehen bi kores, even though they are a violent, if you have these, you know, if you can bala in the mazid, without a straw, yichayev kares. Nevertheless, the one who is ones is potter from tashlumim. We'll see how we get to enter the world of kim lev the rabbi minay. You don't get punished. You can't have din misa. You can't have a din misa and payment at the same time. When we get to that more tomorrow, we'll try to discuss what the lundus is behind it. But you see here, even though these are kares, which goes against the Shita of Rav Nachunya ben Akana that says Kimle also applies if there's a punishment of Kares. Here we're saying if there is a punishment of Kares, it still doesn't apply. Kimle doesn't apply, and therefore you would have to make the payment. Right? He says, Afo Pisha Hemikaris, Ain Vam Misas Basin. They don't have Misas Basin. Kimle would only apply by Misas Basin, not by Karis. Question is, but don't you get Malkus? And if you get Malkus, there's also something of, you know, Ain Lokin Mishalman. Same idea as well. I've talked about that also. There's Ain Vam Misham. Right. So that's the three categories listed. Tosus just points out, in case you could figure out the three categories. Tosus Abal Gioris, he says, Chokon Lishnos. They split it up into three categories because it's haba, haba, haba. That's, you know, it's split up. He says, Chokon lishnos chayve lavin lichudayu, v'giyoris mishukheresh v'ksheiris hein lichudayu, v'chayove krisis lichudayu, and mishum deboilim is they say falchish hein paris. The reason why you want to do it separately is if you want to get to this limud, this teaching regarding that the fact, even though they have paris, nevertheless, you still have to pay the knas. Okay. I thought I saw something. What? Okay. So the Gemara says, just your question. Hani na'aros psulus islu knas ksheiros lo? You say these are the women that have knas, but kosher women, meaning women who are, you know, latter marry, and you, someone rapes them, you don't have knas. Oh, just pointing out, the case of Eishes Achiv, that's what I said, the case of Eishes Achiv, right? It says Eishes Achiv, you had to pay knas. So, we're talking about Eishes Achiv, that means she's married to your brother, so she's Eishes Ish, and most probably, if she's married, in all these cases, if they're married, you're probably Bula, so what do you have to pay knas for? So Rashi says, she niskashe lo la'achiv v'girsha she'en bo misa elakaris. He says, number one, it's niskashe lo la'achiv v'girsha, he divorced her, right, from the Kiddushin. She'en bo misa elakaris. Because then there's no misa, because if he's married to her, it's an Eishes Ish, and that would be misa based him. So you have, so all these scenarios that they mentioned, they're all bu'ulos. You know, if you're talking about achoso, achoso, obviously those situations you can figure out, maybe they're not married. But Eishes Achiv, and Eishes Achiyaviv, they're married. So it's an Eishes Ish. So Rashi has to come up and tell you that they were divorced. And then you have to figure out the scenario in these cases where you be chayiv for the knas.
The divorce is still considered Eishes
Achiyaviv. Correct, but you're not Eishes Ish anymore. Correct. So that's why you come into, and you have to assume also that they got divorced without being nivol.
Right,
so there's no Biyah. Unless it was in Yehuda. Then you have, remember we said in Yehuda they were pulled before.
So basically a Bula, there's no knas.
No knas for Bula, no.
Same, we would have to marry, or we don't know?
I don't think it applies. I don't think the sugya would apply. So the Gemara asks, "Hayin aris psulos islu knas sheiros lo?" So the Gemara says, "No, hachik amar." This is what it says: "Elon aris psulos sheishlam knas." These are the psulos naros. Despite the fact that they're psulos, nevertheless they have knas. And we continue about mamzeres from the scene of Alkusius. So the Gemara says, Naros ein katana lo. You have to be a nara, not a katana. Man tana. So who's the tana? Who's the author of our Mishnah who says that the sugya of onis sumafate and paying the knas only applies to a nara and not to a katana? And as you pointed out, the pasuk says nara, but obviously there are those who argue. So who's our tana who says that it only applies to a nara? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Meir. He goes according to the shita of Rabbi Meir. The tanya, because the following, and we'll prove it from the following brisa. Katana mibas yom echad, a katana from one day old, ad shetavi shtei saros, until she reaches her maturity, which is 12, which is when she has two saros. Yes, that's two saros and be 12, right? But if she's 12 and doesn't have two saros, it's a combination. And her naros begins at that moment, even if she's 13, and then she can go still 6 months until she's a bogeres. But ad shetavi shtei saros, yesh lo mechar. Up to that point, the father has the legal right to sell her as a shifcha. Ve'ein lo knas, but she doesn't have a knas. Tan Kam here says there is no knas at that time because she's a katana, right? But mishatavi shtei saros rachetibager, from the time she begins to shtei saros until 6 months later when she is a bogeres, then yesh lo knas. In that case, if you have the case of onus mafata, there is knas. But the father no longer has the legal right to sell her as a shivcha. Div Rebbe Meir, those are the words of Rebbe Meir. So clear, Rebbe Meir holds that there is no knas if you disown a subafata by a katana. So how your Rabbi Meir Omer, because Rebbe Meir would say that there are flip sides of the same coin. Kol makom sheyish mecher ein knas. If he has the legal right to sell her, he doesn't have the legal right to the knas. The kol makom sheyish knas. If he does have the knas, then ein mecher. He doesn't have the legal right to sell her. The Chachamim argue, Ketana mibash shalosh shanim v'yom echad ba'ad shetibager yesh la knas. The idea of knas by onus mafata applies the moment she's a ketana, from the moment she's a bogeris, but ketana only from 3 years old, 3 years old enough, because bia done for a girl less than 3 years old is not considered halachically, is not recognized as bia. So from 3 years old until she's a bogeris, which is 6 months after her naris begins, there is knas. So our Mishnah clearly goes like Rav Meir, who holds that knas only applies when she is a nara, not when she is a katana. So the Gemara says, wait a second. He says, Chacham Omrim, Katani Basham Yomechar Vachit Gover Yeshla Knash. Yeshla Knas. Knas in Mecher Lo. She only has a Knash, she doesn't have Mecher. Let's just try to flesh out the Brisa to make it state what it needs to state. So, Ema Af Knas Mokom Mecher. Let Chacham say that even though you have the. During the time that the father has the legal right to sell the daughter, he also has the right to the Knas, which applies even to when she is a Katana. Okay. So the Gemara says. Now the Gemara asks on the basic premise of the Mishnah. You just mentioned all these women who are psulos. V'chani b'nei knasaninu? Are these women really subject to the knas? To receive the knas? V'amai? Why? Ikre kan, it says in the Pasuk, v'losi el isha. He has to marry her, right? Isha haruilo. That only applies to a woman who he can marry. He can't marry somebody who's not. But if he rapes a woman who's psula, then how can he marry her? Rashi says, "V'amai yeshlin knas l'naris psulo." Ikre kan. I missed Nissan actually. What's going on? It's flip side of the same coin. So doesn't that mean that you can't marry her? If he can't marry her, he has no knas. So I'm Reish Lakish and Rav Papa are going to bring down from the psukim. One's to bring from the psukim of. It seems that the psukim of Ones and psukim of Fato sort of read together because you learn out the halachas from one from the other. So Reish Lakish says, it says in the psukim of Knas, it says the word Nara 3 times, right? The psukim say, Ki yimsa ish Nara basula, you find a Nara basula, Asher lo orasa, she's not engaged, v'tvasa v'shach v'imva v'nibso, v'nosan isha shachay v'mo la v'ya Nara chamishim kesef, v'lo siya l'isha, tachas v'sharina, lo yucho shalcha ko yamav. So there's a bunch of, it says Nara, right? First pasuk says Nara, that's number one. Then it says Nara again, but it doesn't say Nara again, it says Hanara. So Nara, Nara, Hanara. Chad Gufei, who ought to teach you the basic halacha that it applies to a Nara, Shera, a regular Nara. Chad Lasu Chayave Lovin, one to include if you rape someone who's usher to you median lav, it's an Isser lav. Vichad Lasu Chayavi Krisos, and one to include if you rape somebody who is, you, if you have to be married with them, with a relation with them, is a Chiyav Krisos. You have those three. Rav Papa Amar, he learns it out from Mefata. He learns it out from the case of Mefata. The pasuk by Mefata is in Shmos in Perachav Beis. It says, "V'chi fateh ish besula shelo orosa v'shachav ima mor yimarena lo liyisha ima ein yamein avili sita lo kesef yishkol kamor besulos." It says, "Besula, besulos, ha besulos." It says besula once, then it says besulos, but then it puts the hay in front of the besulos, so it's besula, besulos, ha besulos, chad gufei, chad lasuvi chayvi lavim, chad lasuvi chayvi krisos. One to teach you the halacha itself of regular women, a mutter woman, one to teach you the woman that you're usher to the mefatim, you didn't love, and one to teach you to include the woman who are usher to the seducer, midin kares.
Has it answered the question? The question
was how. So there's a kasuv.
Is the
Knas
separate from the...
So the Knas is separate. There's a machlok how to read it, but the way we'll read it is that it says, the Torah says, lo si l'isha, so you would think that it only applies to someone who you can marry. The Pasuk comes to get rid of that havami, the Pasuk says, nara, 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 basula, basulos, habasulos. The Torah that it even applies to women who are not necessary. I mean, they're not interconnected. If you can marry her, then you can't divorce her if they choose so. So the Gemara is now going to ask, why does one not hold like the other? Rav Papa, my time a low over Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish learned it out from Nara, Nara, Hanara. Why does Rav Papa not learn it out from there? So he says, because that, the riboy of Hanara, Miboyle Lichad Abaye. He learns that he needs that for Abaye's Limud. The Amar Abaye says, Ba'alea Umesa. Let's say he rapes her, and before they have it socked in, before she dies. Right? So she dies. Putter. He no longer has to pay the knas. Shenemar v'nasan la'avi hanara. You have to give it to the father of the young girl. La'avi hanara v'lo la'avi mesa. You have to only give it to if she's alive, not if she's dead. So this plays into what I mentioned before. What is the mechanics of the payment? Is the payment directly to the husband, to the father, or is the payment really to the girl via but he has the schus to collect it? Is he owed the money? Or is she owed the money, but he has the schus to collect it? It seems from here that it's not owed directly to him. Because if it's owed directly to him, then who cares whether she dies or not? She's the toveya. But if it went directly to him, what's the difference if he's alive or not? That's something people down.
It's to her, but before a certain time, everything that she has is his.
You're only saying one side. Or is it go to him?
No, because otherwise.
Otherwise what?
When she's older. If she's raped, it goes to her.
No, it doesn't apply when she's older. The knas only applies to an ara.
Somebody else.
Then you have to pay nezek, sar, ripoy. Exactly. That's different.
We're talking about her.
But this is a knas, not the other stuff. Yeah. If you wound her, you damage her. That will go to her. But there's a special lach of a knas. This is an added knas. 50 shekel added knas that gets paid to the father. What's the mechanism? How does it get paid? Is it paid because it's owed to the father? Or is it paid because it's owed to the daughter, but you have to give it to the father? Maybe because of what you said, because everything that she gets... But here, it seems that it doesn't go directly to the father, because if it went directly to the father, why would it matter whether she's alive or dead?
Correct. It doesn't go directly to the father.
Because he has a right to sell
her. Could be a riot to one side.
He has a right to sell her.
Right.
And that's his loss. Or if he tries to marry her, it's his loss.
Okay.
So why shouldn't it go to him?
Because she's the one who got raped.
Yeah, but it's...
What do you mean? You damaged her, you raped her.
Yeah, it's true.
So that's you're telling me one side, I'll tell you the other side. Okay, that's all.
How is her father by Gioris after three, or under three?
Right, so where does it go?
Yeah, there's no father.
That's a good question. Where does it go? By the Gioris case, where does it go?
Yeah, but in another case, when she's Gioris with them.
It could be. But then there's no familiar relationship. But there's no familiar relationship then.
Yeah, it's not a father.
And we talked about being.
First of all,
we said the case of Gioris that we brought down earlier could also be that it was all Beisdin. We talked about
right.
So maybe there is no father. Maybe pay the Beisdin. Who's the father? It's a good question. It's not a bad question. You have to answer it. It's a good question. Okay, Reish Lakish, my time alone, I'm a Rav Papa. Why does Reish Lakish not hold like Rav Papa? Why does Reish Lakish have to learn it out from Nara, not from Psulos? That he needs to the Gzeira Shava. He needs to compare Onus and Mufate, because we don't know what the payment is. Because by Onus, it says Chamishim Kesef, and by Besula, it says Chamishim Kesef, it doesn't say what type of kesef, whether it's shkolim or mos. It's just a chamishim kesef, and by mefatah it says lishkol, that it's shkolim, the different types of currency. So you can't learn one without the other. And the 50 goes to the basulos. You take the 50 from ones and you apply it to the mefatah, and you take the shekel from mefatah and apply it to the ones. So I need that. I need basulos because it says kemohar habasulos. Where's the? What are the two words? He said, "I say the sanya kesef yishkol kemoar besulos sheyazeh the shear of knas kemoar besulos and moar besulos kazeh." You make the comparison from one to the other. They ask, "This is like Zayir Shavu. This is Rashi seems to indicate this is like Zayir Shavu. It's really more of a hekesh. It goes back and forth. You're taking one, you're just comparing one to the other. Zayir Shavu, you have one more here, one more here. It's a mufnim one side, mufnim shnei tzadim. So Rashi says it's Zayir Shavu. Tosas points out that this may be more of a hekesh. But therefore, the word's not free. Habasulos is not free, and I can't learn out the basulos habasulos to teach me. So the Gemara says, okay, great, fine. So now I know why each one doesn't hold like the other. But nevertheless, how does each one learn the limud of the other? Right, Reish Lakish, right? Nami mi boy lechel davai. He can't learn out nara hanara, because hanara is learned for avaye to teach you that it's only if the girl's alive. So hanara is not available. Right, Rapapa Nami, Rapapa also mi boy lechel gzeir shava. He can't learn out from basula basulos habasulos, because habasulos is needed for the gzeir shava or the hekesh. So it's not free to teach me these halachas that applies. The knas applies to lavim and to isuri karis. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll put them all together, and then we'll have six words. And from the six words, we're able to get everything. How does that work? Ella, shita kroiksive. There are six words here. You have nara, nara, hanara, besula, besulos, habesulos. So trei legufayu, two of the ribuyum are there, two of the words are there to teach you the actual halacha that applies to a regular girl. Chad le'abayi, one, that word hanara is to teach you like what Abayi says. V'chad le'gzeir shava, habasulos is to teach you the gzeir shava, to compare onus and fata regarding the payment. And yaisu le'trei, that therefore I have two ribuyim. I have hanara and habasulos left, and one is la'suye chayavi lavim, v'chad la'suye chayavi krisos. Once I have that hekesh, and I'm basically reading those two paragraphs together, so then I have six ribuyim. Two for the regular girls, one for Abaye's halacha, one for the hekesh. Now I have the hekesh, the leftover in each will teach me, one will teach me chayuvi lavim, one will teach me chayuvi krisos, as if it's written in both parshios. So there I have it, and that's how I have the halacha. So the Gemara says, okay, that is lafuke, the Mishnah that teaches us, our Mishnah just told us that the chiyuv knas applies even to instances where there is a chiyuv lav, or there's a chiyuv krisus, that is coming to exclude the shita. There's obviously the shita that argues, right? Afuke mehai taina, from the following shita, or shitos, actually. This sanya, we have the following brisa. Pasuk says, velo siyeli isha. You have to marry her. So Shimon Timni says, it's isha sheyesh bahavaya. It only applies to a woman who you can be, who your the kedushin can be tofsin. If the kedushin can be tofsin, then you, and with this type of woman, if there's rape, then you pay the knas. If kedushin cannot be tofes, then you don't pay the knas, which comes to exclude someone who had the violation of an issakaris, because if issakaris, there is no kedushin, right? Rashi says, sheyesh ba havaye, she kedushim tofsim lo ba. Prat la achoso, that comes to exclude is achoso, ulechol chayavi krisos, the alfina bekedushin, shei kedushin tosim behem beperek shlishi, umash malei tehei loshon havayas kedushin. Rav Shimon ben Menashe, umash malei tehei loshon kiyum. So he says, let's say Rav Shimon ben Menashe omer, isha haru'i lekaima. It only applies if it's a woman who you can stay married to. Meaning, even if there's a woman who you can't, the kedushin can be tofes, but you're not supposed to be, there's still an Isser, so then that means an Isser lav over there as well, the Kedushin or Tosin, nevertheless, you're not supposed to be married to them, that you don't play class to that person either.
There's a not sort of two categories in the Mishnah.
Right, so there seems to be a little bit of machlokas between Shimon and Timni. The question is, now, what's the difference between Shimon and Timni and Shimon and Manasseh? So now we're going to start to figure out what's the difference between these two Shitos, and that will continue all the way through till tomorrow's off. So let's go. So my benaya, what's the difference? Which iser is there that is tofes by kedushin? It's kedushin or tosin, and therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni,
is it tofes by mamzeres?
No. Yeah, maybe. So I'm a mamzera, mamzeres v'nesina ikibenayu. It's by Mazeres and Asina, right? These are Chiyavi Lavin. So Lamanda Amar Yishma Havaya, one says that the Kanas is only to a woman who you can have Kedush Kabitosin, that means Shimon Timni, then Yeshba. Yeshba Havaya. There is Havaya, the Kedush is Tosin, and therefore, if you raped Mazeres and Asina, you would have to pay the Kanas, because the Kedush would be Toface. It's a Lav, but the Kedush would be Toface. Ulamanda Amar Ru'ui Lakaima, according to Rambam, he says the knas is only somebody who you can maintain the marriage relationship. Ha, ain't a ruli kaima. You're not allowed to marry them. It's usher to marry them. So in those situations, they would not have to pay the knas. Right? Rashi says, ma beinayu. Oh, skip the Rashi. Okay, go a little deeper. So that's according to this, the distinction between Shimon Timni and Shimon Manasseh. Let's go again. Because I got not clear in my head. Hatana desayo losi eli isha shimon timni omer isha sheish bahavaya v'shim benasi omer isha ruu lekaimo my benayu amar bezera mamzeres v'nesina ikib benayu lemanda amar yesh bahavaya hanam yesh bahavaya, because they can the kedushin is tofes lemanda amar ruu lekaimo ha ena ruu lekaimo, despite the fact the kedushin is tofsin, you still have an isra lav, and the isra lav according to the second man domer also you do not pay knas.
But they both agree by the sister and
correct chuyuve kares would definitely be out. It's only going to be there ikib benayu by Lavin. It's by Lav. Fine.
Seems like over here that you can marry a Mamzeres.
No, not that you can, but you may not. That's because of the distinction between can and may. Can I go to the bathroom? Certainly can. May I? You have to ask for permission. There is no permission to marry them, but if you do, it's kedushin chal. But as opposed to like kedushin, exactly kedushin chal, because that
the kedushin. What about the children?
The children are still mamzerim.
All mamzerim.
Okay, so but the kedushin still chal. It still works.
No matter what the kedushin.
It's not like marrying. It's not like marrying a goya. Marrying a goya. Okay, the kedushin is simply not chal. So it's over here, he said, if you marry somebody who's usher to you, well, not worried about that. They each agree that someone with dinkaris, it wouldn't apply. The only distinction between here, according to Shimon HaTimni and Shimon HaNasi, is chiyuvei lavim. Okay, now according to Rabbi Kiva, we've mentioned Rabbi Kiva many times. Rabbi Kiva holds that if you're married to chamut who's chayav lavin, it also creates mamzerus, right? Chayav lavin, it creates a. He says it's not chal. Kedushin is not chal. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you can create mamzerus, it's kedushin is not chal. Anytime it's istolav, the kedushin is not chal either. So then, what would be the according to Rabbi Kiva? What would be the distinction between Rishim and Menasya and Shimon HaTimni? So maybe they just don't hold it, Rabbi Kiva. Okay, but Uli Rabbi Kiva, the Amar in kedushin tosim chayav ilavin my benayu. According to Rabbi Kiva, who says that kedushin is not tofes by chayav ilavin. So my benayu, what would be the difference between these two shitas of Shimon HaTimni and Rishim and Menasya? I don't understand. Maybe we have somewhere else where that they. Where they do hold like him. Rashi points out that one of them for sure doesn't hold like him. Rashi, but my benayu, he says Mishum of Shimon ben Menasseh kaparichle. But only asking the question of Shimon ben Menasseh, he will Shimon atimni. Going to come to Shimon atimni. Shamin le biyavamos. We learn in Yavamos and Afmem Tess the polygamy of the Rabbi Kiva. He clearly argues on Rabbi Kiva. But had it not, because the Mishnah said over there, Ezehu mamzer, who's a mamzer? Kol se'er basar shehu below yavo divrei Rabbi Kiva. Shimon Timni only kol shechayav melav karis yishmayim. So Rabbi Kiva says it's a lav, and Shimon Timni says it's a karis. So Shimon Timni clearly doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. So if you're asking the Rabbi Kiva, man binayu, you're only asking according to Rishon Menasseh, because he could possibly hold like Rabbi Kiva, where Shimon Timni cannot. Okay, so he says the Rabbi Kiva the Amar in kedushin tosim chayav lav my benayu. So what would be the one case where they would make the akimta? Yosef, just laying notes. It's an akimta. Iki benayu almana lekohen gadol. We're talking about a case of an almana to kohen gadol, right? The way Rashi says the mode Rabbi Kiva she kedushin tosim logba. That Rabbi Kiva says if a kohen gadol marries an almana, even though there's a lav, the kedushim are still toface, right? Rashi says the mode of Rabbi Kiva, the kedushim tosim loba be afal pishehi belav uke Rabbi Simai v'hu adin grushel hedjel. So to a grushel to hedjel, even though there's a lav, there's still kedushim would still be chal even according to Rabbi Akiva. So if it's an almana
from Erison,
so either it's from Erison or we're talking about the case of Mefateh. Mefateh, right? I don't know. Does Mefateh apply?
No, but why not? Why is Mefateh different?
Than I don't know. It must be somebody who would have the halacha that applies, because why would you have to pay? Right, if she's married to somebody, why would you end up having to pay? Why would you have to pay knas?
If she was a bula already, then you wouldn't have to pay.
Right, correct. The sanya, but he learned in the brayos, is quoting Rabbi Simai, the sanya, Rabbi Simai Omer, Rabbi Simai says, min hakol, from all of those, min hakol means from all those who are, Rashi says, kol hanoladim yichayev iladim, from all those who are born from a relationship where there was a lav for that relationship, min hakol osir Rabbi Kiva mamzerim. Rabbi Kiva makes mamzerim out of them. Chutz, except for me amana lekohen gadol, the vlad is not a mamzer. Why? Shari amra Torah. The Torah tells you what the offspring of this relationship will be. He says, shatorah amra, right? Amana grushal chalazana as elo lo yikach velo yichalel zaro be'amav. Because if you make them, it becomes a chilul. Chilul inu ose ve'ein ose mamzerim. The Torah tells you specifically that this awesome becomes a chalal, does not become a mamzer. Therefore, you see that when it comes, even though it's a lav, even in this case, Rekiva would agree that the offspring is not a mamzer, and therefore what? So according, and therefore,
it's a chalal.
It's a chalal. So that's why Rishim Benasya has to be the kedushin is tosin, but it's still a lav. So if the kedushin is tosin, then according to Shimon HaTimni, there would be knas, and according to Rishim Benasya, there still would not be a knas, because we found a case of a lav where it's not where the kedushin is still tosin, but it's in Isharu Yilkaima. You still can't be in that relationship.
Well, you convinced them to get a divorce, to break up, right?
Right. So according to a Kohen Gadol, even though she's not Reuya L'Kaima, nevertheless there is the Kedushin Ischal. Because he's saying that the Mamzerus and Kedushin Ischal are flip sides of the same coin. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Asya is different than Rav Shimon HaTimni. He says only Isha Reuya L'Kaima Yesh L'Knas. This woman is not Reuya L'Kaima, there would be Knas. But what's the case? The case has to be a case where there has to be a case where she's not, where she's still a basula, and she's still an ara. I have to fit it into the categories. So now the Gemara continues. Gemara's going to ask, okay, Ule Rabbi Yeshevav. Questions continue going. Yeah, Ule Rabbi Yeshevav. According to Rabbi, it's too early. Ule Rabbi Yeshevav. If you the Amar Bo v'Nitzvach al Akiva ben Yosef. Shai Omer Kol She'ein Lo Bia B'Yisrael Havla Mamzer Ma Benayu. Rabbi Yeshevav argues, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshevav, who argues on Rabbi Simai in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshevav used to scream about Akiva. Why? Because Shai Akiva Ben Yosef Shai Omer Kol She'ein Lo Bia B'Yisrael Havla Mamzer. He says anyone, Rabbi Yeshevav. Rav Shimoi said that Rav Kiva agrees that among the Kohen Gadol is the Vlad is not a Mamzer, but it seems to be that Rabbi Yeshevav is saying that no, Rav Kiva would say that the Vlad is still a Mamzer, because Rav Yeshevav is screaming to Rabbi Kiva, how are you making so many Mamzerim?
Is he arguing on Rav Kiva or is he saying in Rav Kiva? Is he arguing against? What? Arguing against? He's not saying in Rabbi Kiva, this is a Shittah.
No, we have a machlokas now between Rabbi Yeshevav and Rabbi Shimoi as to whether or not Rabbi Kiva would hold the offspring of an Almana to a Kohen Gadol is a Mamzer. It's still alive. So Rashi says, "Bo in v'nitzvach of Kiva ben Yosef, shemam marbe mamzeim b'yisrael b'chinam, shehu omer kol she'ein lo b'yisrael." The end of the time, there's a lav, right? Habal isha she'ein lo ba heter bia havlad mamzer. I feel a mona kohen gadol nami. So therefore, now we're stuck again. What's the difference between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon ben Asya? We say the difference is because you have the Almana Kohen Gadol, but according to Rabbi Yeshevav, Rabbi Kiva doesn't say that Almana Kohen Gadol is an exception. There'd still be a Mamzer. So what's my Benayu? What would be the
what is he saying? Because he says any union.
Right, even Almana Kohen Gadol. So this one union is the one that sets him up, the straw that broke the camel's back. Okay. So Gemara says, Ika Benayu, there would be a difference between Shimon ben Manasseh and Shimon HaTimni in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, in the Shita of Rabbi Yeshevav, by Chayave Asei, like a Mitzri ben Adomi. Right, during the first three generations of a Ger Mitzri or Ger Edomi, then you may not marry them. You may not marry them. That's an Isser Aseh, right? It says Dor Shlishi Yavo Lehem. It says the third generation can come in, right? V'lav Abam Dor. So we learn Dor Sheni Lo, and Lav Abam Mechlal Aseh is considered an Aseh. So it's an Isser Aseh. So in that situation, Rabbi Kiva would agree it is. It's Reuya L'Kaima. The Kedushin Ischal. So therefore you have, it's Isha Sheish B'Havaya. So according to Shimon HaTimni, in those situations you rape that individual, there would be Knas, because it is Reuya L'Kaima. Because it is Yesh B'Havaya. But it's not Reuya L'Kaima, because still there's an Isser Aseh. There's an Isser Aseh involved. So Rav Manasseh would say there's no Knas.
Is
the Knas to her Egyptian father? The same question you asked before. You're repeating the same question. Correct. We have to figure that out. Are the children Mamzerim? There's no Mamzerim here. Not alive. In this case, Rav Akiva, according to everybody, only according to Rashid Rav Akiva, no. Even Rav Akiva would agree in this situation, they're not Mamzerim.
They're not Mamzerim, but they're.
There's an Isser. The case is if he rapes an Egyptian convert, first generation or second generation Egyptian convert. So according to the first Shita, the Kedusha would be Chal in those situations. If I marry, someone marries the Mitzri, the Ger, there's no law, it's only an Isser Aseh, the Kedusha is Chal, but there's an Isser Aseh, it's not Reuya L'Kaima, because you're not supposed to be in that situation. So according to one who says that you look at whether the Kedusha is Chal or not, Kedusha is Chal, so that situation there would be a rape, if you raped her as opposed to marrying her. According to the other man, the Amr, there would be no Knas, because you only pay Knas if it's Reuya L'Kaima. And here it's not Reuya L'Kaima because it's an Isser Aseh. But there's no Mamzerus according to Rabbi Kiva because it's only an Isser Aseh, only. It's not a lav.
Right. It doesn't even go... It doesn't even... not even at all under his issue of lav.
Right, there's no lav, so it doesn't fall into the rubric, the category where Rabbi Akiva would create a mamzer. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up here tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we'll do daf at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock till what, 6:45?
Yes.
Okay. Have a good day.